a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
Good afternoon, Packer fans. I say again, good afternoon, Packer fans. South Dakota Senate will now come to some order. Leading us in our prayer today is Reverend Mike Bishop, also a Packer fan from the Ministerial Association here, and our page, William Wiseman from Elk Point, will lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance to our nation's flag.
Please pray with me. Father, we come before you on another beautiful day that you have given to us, and I lift the men and women of this hallowed chamber, Father, before you. Father, I ask that you would watch over each one of them. And Father, as they are wrapping up their week and heading home, I pray for traveling mercies for each one. Thank you, Father, for their willingness to take part and do the jobs that they do. Father, I pray that everything that is done here, everything that is said, would be pleasing and uplifting to you. And I pray all these things in the name of our Holy Father. Amen.
Amen.
Of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Secretary, will call the roll, please.
Senators Alstein, Bogalka, Bradford, Brown, Buell, Cutler, Furix, Frisley, Garnos, Gray, Hansen, Haverly, Heineman, Holeen, Hunstead, Hunhoff, Johnston, Krauss, Krebs, Lederman, Maher, Nelson, Nordstrup, Nygaard, Olson, Peters, Putnam, Rampelberg, Rave, Roden, Schleckaway, Sutton, Tiedemann, Teason, Valley. There is a quorum present, Mr. President.
Approval of the journal.
Mr. President, the Committee on Legislative Procedure respectfully reports that the Secretary of the Senate has had under consideration the Senate Journal of the 15th State. All errors, typographical or otherwise, are duly marked in the temporary journal for correction, and we hereby move the adoption of the report. Respectfully submitted, Bob Gray, Chair.
All those in favor of adoption signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried.
Ready? Yep.
Okay, Senate page resolution. So we have our great pages. Stand up, please, and come up front and line up. And I think it's Senator Krebs.
Senator Krebs moves that the Senate page resolution number 2 be adopted.
Is there a second? All those in favor of adoption signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. Senator Krebs, you're on.
Thank you, Mr. President, and thanks to you. We're here today as a body of the Senate chambers to thank you for what you've done this week. But what you've done this week has just helped us, but you've really done a part of your job as a civic service. And what we're asking you to do now and commit to us is in your future is to stay involved in your communities. I think that you've all taken away something about the process of what we do at your capital and your state capital. But what we're asking you to do is to make that commitment, first of all, to stay in South Dakota. And number two, to come, or if you do leave South Dakota, come back. But getting involved in your communities and realizing that the process really works with citizens involved. So thank you for sharing your life and your spirit and your energy and enthusiasm. We are very honored to have you here, and we expect you to return that to the future citizens that you'll be. So as a body, please give them a warm welcome and a warm thank you for their service.
We'll call off your name, and if you'd come up, and we'll give you your resolution as a commemorative. You'll keep it forever, and your grandchildren will look at it. In special appreciation, we're going to do that. Senator Sutton's going to do it with you. So we'll start with Joseph Bliss, Grace Buchlo, Derek Chase, Jacob Clark, Jessica Dury, Nicole Merriman, Marie Malloy, Jaakko Pekkanen, all the way from Finland. What a great experience for you. Heidi Reiners, Mackenzie Schaff-Benter, Sarah Chili, like chili. Gemma, formerly known as Gemma Trask. Samantha White. And William Wiseman. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you. Give our thanks again to the patrons. Thank you so much. Obviously, an experience of the life of a lifetime. Senator Johnston.
Thank you, Mr. President. It's a special day, and I've joined a special club of, especially in the last week or two, Senator Hunhoff and Senator Cutler. At 1:27 this morning, my son and his wife gave birth to a boy, Briggs Edward, and it's a great day. And by the way, he's a Bears fan already. So, but anyway, it's a great day and a blessed day in our family, and I'm looking forward to get home and seeing him. So.
Thank you. Mr. President, we... yes, I'm sorry.
Personal privilege, please.
Thank you. In just a second, if I may.
Yeah.
We actually... I neglected that we actually have to vote on the resolution. It's going to be close. Secretary, will call the roll, please.
Senator Adelstein.
Aye.
Bogalka. Bradford.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Buell.
Aye.
Cutler.
Aye.
Ferrigs.
Aye.
Frisley.
Aye.
Garnos.
Aye.
Gray.
Aye.
Hansen.
Aye.
Haverly.
Aye.
Heineman.
Aye.
Holeen.
Aye.
Hunstead.
Aye.
Hunhoff.
Aye.
Johnston.
Aye.
Kraus.
Aye.
Krebs.
Aye.
Lederman.
Aye.
Maher.
Aye.
Nelson.
Aye.
Nordstrup.
Aye.
Nygaard.
Aye.
Olson. Peters.
Aye.
Putnam. Rampelberg.
Aye.
Rave.
Aye.
Roden.
Aye.
Schleckaway.
Aye.
Sutton. Tiedemann.
Aye.
Thiessen.
Aye.
Valley.
Aye.
Senator Olson.
Aye.
Senator Putnam. Putnam. Senator Putnam. Mr. President, we have 34 ayes, one excused.
Krebs' motion that Senate page resolution 2 be adopted, having received majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed and adopted. Thank you, Senator Sutton. Or excuse me, Senator Frerichs.
Thank you, Mr. President. I guess I could have spoke for the resolution. My remarks pertain to the pages, and I'm extremely proud. There happens to be two of the pages who come from District 1, which is up in the far northeast, and unfortunately our friends up there are dealing with some terrible weather right now, and they're in our thoughts and prayers, along with the emergency personnel. But more importantly, we have two pages that come from Webster School, and more importantly, as their fathers and grandfathers have real public service connections as well. So it makes it even more important for us, and I'm proud that they are here. I see that that they're both in attendance, and one of them was working earlier, and the other one was taking a break, and that's even better yet. But thank you, Mr. President. Thank you to the pages. We also enjoyed having you come to visit our caucus. Your input was always interesting. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, Jason, and you're inspirational, too, having served in that capacity in the past. Well, we know, Pages, you'll be serving in many capacities, so thank you again. Senator Valley. Granted.
You know, Mr. President, we have a distinguished senator that, if you'll remember, earlier this year was caught in a snowstorm in Atlanta.
Oh, yeah.
And not only was she caught in that, but she had a bad leg. You know, that foot of hers got infected. And it was in bad shape, and I felt bad for her. She was back here, and she was walking around. She had those high heels on.
Oh, yeah.
And I says, why are you walking in those high heels at that bad foot? You know, I was looking kind of swollen. She says, well, she says, I just don't have any flats. So, Mr. President, I felt real bad for her, and so I looked in my car, and, well, I did find something she can use.
Oh, good.
It's wintertime, so it's insulated. It has nice felt insulation.
Nice.
And it's also, you know, that foot swells at times. And so this has got buckles on it, so that if it swells too much, she can undo the buckles and let it out a little bit so it doesn't squish real bad. And see, it's too, you know, she's such a superb dresser, always looks so sharp. So I made sure that it was two-tone so that she can, you know, it's got two colors here, and it should match just about any outfit she's got. So I'd like to give her this so she's got something to walk in instead of those high heels. It's got to be really tough on that
Versace,
foot.
Versace. Versace is what it reminds me of. Senator Cutler, oh, beautiful. Yeah, it's lovely. You know, only Valley would have an extra right boot.
I can find the other one.
I'm sure you can. Senator Sutton.
Mr. President, personal privilege?
Granted, sir.
I guess I'd just like to kind of go after Frerichs here, Senator Frerichs, and say that he does have five, but I also have five. But what's maybe better than that is they're all from my hometown.
Whoa.
All five of them are from Burke.
Pages.
Yeah.
Let's be clear here.
I should have clarified that a little bit. I am sorry.
But never sign an affidavit.
That's right. But I guess I'd just like to say I'm proud of all of them for getting involved and being a part of this great process. And lastly, I see there's a lot of Packers fans in here, and it's sad to me that they'll be playing in Dallas, and I think the Cowboys should be playing there in their own home stadium. So, yeah, it's a sad day. Yeah. It's a sad day.
We're tearing up.
Thank you.
Thank you. Did the individuals from West Indian Springs arrive? Okay. Anyway, we'll thank them for lunch if they return. Any further personal privilege? Are they up here? Okay, we'll catch them when they come back. Okay, communications, please.
February 2nd, 2011, the Honorable Matt Michaels, dear Mr. President, members of the Senate, pursuant to the provisions of Article 4, Section 9 of the Constitution and subject to your consent, I'm honored to inform you that I have appointed Pat Costello, Hughes County, Pierce, South Dakota, to the position of Secretary of the Department of Tourism and State Development. This appointment was effective January 8, 2011. Sincerely, Dennis Dugard, Governor.
Thank you. I announce the referral of the appointment to the Committee on State Affairs. Standing Committee reports.
Mr. President, the Committee on Education respectfully reports has had under consideration Senate Bill 200 and recommends said bill do pass, and Senate Bill 65, which was amended and recommends said bill do pass as amended, and Senate Bill 63, which was tabled, and Senate Bill 154, which was deferred to the 41st legislative day, Cooper Garneau's chair. Also, Mr. President, the Committee on Appropriations respectfully reports has had under consideration Senate Bills 7, 52, and 86, and recommends said bills do pass. And Senate Bill 51, which was amended, and recommends said bill do pass as amended. And Senate Bill 58, which was deferred to the 41st legislative day, Corey Brown, Chair. Also, Mr. President, the Committee on Judiciary respectfully reports has had under consideration Senate Bill 81 and House Bills 1038 and 1042, and recommends said bills do pass. And House Bill 1043 and recommends said bill do pass and be placed on the consent calendar. And Senate Bill 101, which was amended and recommends said bill do pass as amended. And Senate Bill 80, which was amended and recommends said bill do pass and be placed on the consent calendar. And the nomination of Trevor Jones and recommends confirmation of said appointment. Craig Teason, Chair. Also, Mr. President, the Committee on Agriculture and Natural Resources respectfully reports that it's had under consideration Senate Concurrent Resolution No. 3 and Senate Bill 148, which were deferred to the 41st legislative day. Chantel Krebs, Chair. Also, Mr. President, the Committee on Legislative Procedure respectfully reports that the Office of Engrossing and Enrolling has carefully compared Senate Bill 17 and finds the same correctly enrolled. Also, Mr. President, the Committee on Legislative Procedure respectfully reports it has had under that Senate Bill 15 was delivered to His Excellency's Governor for his approval at 9:40 a.m. February 3rd, 2011. Respectfully submitted, Bob Gray, Chair.
Messages from the House, please.
Mr. President, I have the honor to return here with Senate Bill 17, which has passed the House without change. Also, Mr. President, I have the honor to return here with Senate Bill 50, which has been amended by the House, and your concurrence in the amendments is respectfully requested. Also, Mr. President, I have the honor to transmit here with House Bills 1001, 1058, and 1070, 1096, and 1141, which have passed the House in your favorable consideration as respectfully requested.
Motions and resolutions, please.
Yesterday, Senator Gray announced his intention to reconsider the vote by which Senate Bill 137 lost.
Senator Gray.
This time I would move for reconsideration of Senate Bill 137.
Thank you. Is there a second? Comments on that motion? Senator Gray.
I would just simply ask the body to give us another chance to discuss this. That's about all I guess I get to say on this, but I would just appreciate your indulgence and the opportunity to visit about it once more. Thank you.
Further remarks on Senator Gray's motion to reconsider? Hearing none, the question before the Senate is Senator Gray's motion that the Senate reconsider the vote by which Senate Bill 137 was lost. Those in favor of that motion will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Secretary, please call the roll.
Senator Adelstein?
Aye.
Bogalka?
Aye.
Bradford?
Aye.
Brown?
Aye.
Buell?
Aye.
Cutler?
Aye.
Furex?
Aye.
Frisley?
No.
Excuse me, sir?
No.
Garnos?
No.
Gray?
Aye.
Hansen?
No.
Haverly?
No.
Heineman?
Aye.
Holeen?
Aye.
Hunstead?
Aye.
Hunhoff?
No.
Johnston?
No.
Krause?
No.
Krebs?
No.
Lederman?
Aye.
Maher?
No.
Nelson?
No.
Nordstrom?
No.
Nygaard?
Aye.
Olson?
Aye.
Peters?
No.
Putnam? Rampelberg?
No.
Rave?
Aye.
Roden?
No.
Schleckaway?
Aye.
Sutton?
Aye.
Tiedemann?
Aye.
Thiessen?
No.
Valley?
No.
Mr. President, we have 18 ayes, 16 nays, one excused.
Woo. Got it. Senator Gray's question, motion to reconsider the vote by which Senate Bill 137 lost, having received a majority vote of the members-elect, is passed.
President?
Senator Gray.
I would move at this time that we calendar Senate Bill 137 for Monday, the 17th legislative day.
Motion to defer. And seconded, all those in favor of deferral signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried.
Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 5, a concurrent resolution recognizing February 4, 2011 as Wear Red Day and urging citizens of the state to be aware of cardiovascular disease in order to save lives. Senator Rave moves that Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 5 is found on page 293 of the Senate Journal be adopted.
Is there a second? Comments on that motion, Senator Rave.
President. Thank you, Mr. President. Ladies and gentlemen, I'll be brief as the hour is becoming late. As you can see, SCR 5 is making us aware of February 4th, which is tomorrow, is our Wear Red Day, the pins that many of us are wearing that were provided by the First Lady, urging us as citizens of the state to be aware of cardiovascular disease. If I would I have be allowed the latitude to speak about a personal experience in my life. For the last 20 years, as many of you know, I've been a paramedic, and 20 years ago, and I would bring your attention to the fourth, whereas nearly one in three deaths due to cardiovascular disease occur before the age of 75 years. Personal experience, I can tell you 20 years ago, that was probably the more prevalent age when someone suffered a cardiac arrest event, and nationally you have a statistically only about a 12% chance of survival if you collapse in full cardiac arrest. Over the 20 years, that number has gone down from the 60s to the 50s to the 40s, and in the last 3 to 5 years, I don't want to count how many 30-year-old individuals have suffered a cardiac arrest. I suspect that's many reasons due to what we eat, how little some of us exercise, the lifestyle we lead. So, ladies and gentlemen, in closing, I just ask that you take pause. Please read SCR 5. Be thoughtful about your lifestyles and the lifestyles of those, the ones you love. And I would appreciate your support. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, Senator Rave. Further remarks on Senator Rave's motion.
Hearing none, the question before the Senate is Senator Rabe's motion that the Senate do adopt Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 5. Those in favor, vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Secretary, please call the roll.
Senator Adelstein?
Aye.
Bagalka?
Aye.
Bradford?
Aye.
Brown?
Aye.
Buell?
Aye.
Cutler?
Aye.
Furtz?
Aye.
Frisley?
Aye.
Garnos?
Aye.
Gray?
Aye.
Hansen?
Aye.
Haverly?
Aye.
Heineman?
Aye.
Holeen?
Aye.
Hunstead?
Aye.
Hunhoff?
Aye.
Johnston?
Aye.
Krause?
Aye.
Krebs?
Aye.
Lederman?
Aye.
Maher?
Aye.
Nelson?
Aye.
Nordstrup?
Aye.
Nygaard?
Aye.
Olson?
Aye.
Peters?
Aye.
Putnam? Rampelberg?
Aye.
Rave?
Aye.
Roden?
Aye.
Schleckaway?
Aye.
Sutton?
Aye.
Tiedemann?
Aye.
Thiessen?
Aye.
Valley?
Aye.
Mr. President, 34 ayes, 1 excused.
Senator Rave's motion that SCR 5 be adopted, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. The resolution is so adopted. Ladies and gentlemen, would you join Senator Bradford in welcoming the Wanblee Crazy Horse freshman civics class that's here today up above there along with their instructors. Thank you for coming. Warren Berry, who is the freshman civics instructor at the high school in social studies, and Mr. Mike Curran, who is high school Lakota studies instructor. Thank you for all being here, and let's recognize you. Thanks.
House Concurrent Resolution Number 1003, a concurrent resolution requesting the Federal Communications Commission to make substantive changes to the National Broadband Plan. Senator Brown moves that the Senate do concur in House Concurrent Resolution 1003, as found on page 214 of the House Journal and amended on page 244 of the House Journal.
Is there a second? Comments on that motion? Senator Brown.
Mr. President, thank you. For many decades, states like South Dakota have benefited from the Universal Service Fund and the Rural Utilities Loan Fund. These programs were put in place to help more rural areas like our state be able to provide telecommunications to even the remotest of our residents. We have had many different telecom groups in South Dakota that have been able to take advantage of that. And over the years, they provided an infrastructure that allows folks sitting out 30 miles outside of town in a single farmhouse to be able to access the internet at speeds that rival many of those in larger cities. Unfortunately, the Federal Communications Commission has embarked on a new path. They've put out a goal to come up with a new national broadband plan. And while that sounds good on the surface, this broadband plan is designed to bring internet speeds of up to 100 megabytes per second to 100 million homes across America. The sad part is it leaves out the other 16 million homes, and guess where those are at? Right here in rural states like South Dakota. They figure that for our other 16 million homes, the folks that we have here in South Dakota, that 4 megabytes per second is probably enough for our constituents to be able to properly access the internet. 100 megabytes per second versus 4 megabytes per second. The second part of this is it threatens some of those universal service funds that we've used for those telecommunication companies over the years. I have before you here this resolution which encourages the Federal Communications Commission and our delegation out in Washington, D.C., to continue to revisit this plan and maybe come up with something that's a little bit more equitable and will provide for those services in a fair and efficient manner out in the rural states like South Dakota. As we take this resolution before us, there are a number of other states that are considering very similar measures, and the hope is that by having force in numbers, perhaps we can get the FCC to rethink this plan and maybe make it equitable for all of us. So I would urge your consideration today, and I would hope that we could join the House of Representatives who passed this measure 70-0 just earlier this week. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator. Further remarks?
Mr. President.
Senator Adelstein.
Well, there no longer is a former South Dakota resident on the FCC commission that adopted this badly thought-out plan. That former commissioner is now the director of the Rural Utility Service that has as one of its four divisions a broadband division. And you might rest assured that he will get a copy of this resolution and a suggestion that he visit with some of his former colleagues.
Further remarks? Hearing no further remarks, the question before the Senate is Senator Brown's motion that the Senate do concur in HCR 1003 as amended. Those in favor of Senator Brown's motion will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Secretary, please call the roll.
Senator Adelstein?
Aye.
Begalka?
Aye.
Bradford?
Aye.
Brown?
Aye.
Buell?
Aye.
Cutler?
Aye.
Frerichs?
Aye.
Frisley?
Aye.
Garnos?
Aye.
Gray?
Aye.
Hansen?
Aye.
Haverly?
Aye.
Heineman?
Holine? Aye.
Hunstead?
Aye.
Hunhoff?
Aye.
Johnston?
Aye.
Krauss?
Aye.
Krebs?
Aye.
Lederman?
Aye.
Maher?
Aye.
Nelson?
Aye.
Nordstrup?
Aye.
Nygaard?
Aye.
Olson?
Aye.
Peters?
Aye.
Putnam?
Aye.
Rampelberg?
Aye.
Rave?
Aye.
Roden?
Aye.
Schleckaway?
Aye.
Sutton?
Aye.
Tiedemann?
Aye.
Thiessen?
Aye.
Valley?
Aye.
Mr. President, 34 ayes, one excused.
Senator Brown's motion that the Senate do concur in HCR 1003, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. HCR 1003 is concurred in. Reports of committees.
Senator Olson moves that the reports of the Standing Committee on Local Government on Senate Bill 97 is found on page 292 of the Senate Journal. Also, Health and Human Services on Senate Bill 139 is found on page 291 of the Senate Journal be adopted.
Is there a second? All those in favor of adoption signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. First reading of House bills.
House Bill 1001, an act to revise certain provisions concerning the assessment of agricultural land. House Bill 1058, an act to clarify the definition of motor vehicle for the purpose of supplemental automobile liability insurance. House Bill 1070, an act to prohibit school districts from employing school counselors who are not certified. House Bill 1096, an act to repeal certain provisions relating to the appointment of municipal officers. House Bill 1141, an act to establish a date to begin absentee voting and to revise the deadline for the printing of ballots.
President announces the following assignment by the President pro tem of the bills to the respective committees: to Agriculture and Natural Resources 1001, Commerce 1058, Education 1070, Local Government 1096, and State Affairs 1141. Second reading of consent calendar. Consent calendar are items, the bills that have passed unanimously that are not subject to debate, and so we take them all together. We have quite a few today, but we vote as a total block, and if somebody wanted to debate these bills, then they would be pulled for Monday's calendar. In this case, we have none that are pulled, and so we'll proceed with consent calendar.
Senate Bill 42, an act to revise certain provisions regarding the exemption from the motor fuel tax for bulk fuel transfers into a terminal. Senate Bill 108, an act to allow for the appointment of an alternate board member for the County Legal Expense Relief Board. Senate Bill 112, an act to repeal the provision that requires county treasurers to collect the oldest delinquent property tax first. House Bill 1011, an act to revise certain provisions pertaining to domestic abuse programs. House Bill 1025, an act to revise certain provisions regarding references to the Internal Revenue Code. House Bill 1028, an act to revise the due dates of certain tax returns and remittances.
Senate Bill 42, 108, 112, and House Bills 1011, 1025, and 1028, having received second reading, is up for consideration. Final passage. Secretary, please call the roll.
Senator Adelstein?
Aye.
Begalka?
Aye.
Bradford?
Aye.
Brown?
Aye.
Buell?
Aye.
Cutler?
Aye.
Frerichs?
Aye.
Frisley?
Aye.
Garnos?
Aye.
Gray?
Aye.
Hansen?
Aye.
Haverly?
Aye.
Heineman?
Aye.
Holine?
Aye.
Hunstead?
Aye.
Hunhoff?
Aye.
Johnston?
Aye.
Krauss?
Aye.
Krebs?
Aye.
Lederman?
Aye.
Maher?
Aye.
Nelson?
Aye.
Nordstrup?
Aye.
Nygaard?
Aye.
Olson?
Aye.
Peters?
Aye.
Putnam.
Aye.
Rampelberg.
Aye.
Rave.
Aye.
Roden.
Aye.
Schleckaway.
Aye.
Sutton.
Aye.
Tiedemann.
Aye.
Thiessen.
Aye.
Valley.
Aye.
Mr. President, 34 ayes, 1 excused.
Thank you. Senate Bills 42, 108, 112, and House Bills 1011, 1025, and 1028, having received a majority vote of the members-elect, are all declared passed. Are there any questions on the title? Hearing none, the title is deemed approved.
Right. Senator Olson moves that the balance of the calendar be deferred until Monday, the 17th legislative date.
Is there a second? All those in favor of deferral signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. Okay. The Constitution requires that the presiding officer of the Senate sign in open session bills that have passed both the House and the Senate. The President is signing an act to provide for property tax exemption for certain property leased by the Science and Technology Authority. The President is signing an act to revise certain provisions regarding the purpose of the 911 emergency surcharge and to provide rulemaking authority to the 911 Coordination Board to establish allowable recurring and non-recurring costs for the operation of the public safety answering point. Announcements, ladies and gentlemen.
Here you go, Caroline.
Announcements.
President.
Senator Rampelberg.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'd like to announce that Appropriations Joint Committee will be meeting on Monday at 8 o'clock and Black Hills Stock Show, everybody.
Oh, you're looking good. That's awesome. That's great. Senator Hansen.
Thank you, Mr. President. The Senate Taxation Committee will meet Monday at 10 o'clock.
Thank you, Senator Roden.
Thank you. Senate State Affairs, Monday, 10 o'clock, 414.
Thank you. Senator Schleckaway.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senate Local Government, 7:45 a.m. Monday.
Thank you.
Mr. President.
Senator Valley.
Senate Transportation, 8 o'clock, Monday morning. Thank you.
Senator Hunoff, you look incredibly dapper.
All the way in green and yellow to the goal line and the win. Health and Human Services for post-recovery of the celebration on Sunday will be at 10 o'clock on Monday morning.
Further announcements? Senator Tiedemann, do you have any announcements?
Mr. President, I don't, but if I could ask for a personal privilege.
Sure, sure.
This sweatshirt is getting old. I need a new one. Hopefully after Sunday we have it.
All right. Senator Olson.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senate Republicans will caucus 1 o'clock Monday, room 423, and the talking points for the weekend that I promised you that I'd have for you before you left town today will be emailed to you unless you want to stick around for another hour.
Senator Bradford.
Mr. Speaker, the announcement is that, you know, on the dome down in my team's hometown is going to be on, but the sad announcement was that the green and yellow just heard they were bringing the Iron Curtain down there, too.
Further announcements. Madam Secretary.
Senator Johnston moves that the Senate do now adjourn.
All those in favor of adjournment signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. Please be careful, especially our friends going up into the Northeast.